I know it's a necessary evil, but I'm not a big fan of the drawn-out rhetoric that takes over our American election process. I know it's critical to be informed about the stands and values of those we elect, and I am a big proponent of an informed electorate, especially within the Christian community. But I don't believe the assumption that simply putting the right person in the right chair is somehow going to right all of the problems of state in our nation. It won't. Security and contentment can't be bought with election dollars. Psalm chapter 20 says, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob set you securely on high. May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion." If my well water was contaminated, I can't fix the problem by simply digging down to a different location in the same aquifer. I either have to clean up my current water source or dig a new well, tapping into a pure aquifer. Well, the same is true of government. We're trying to fix our social and governmental problems by choosing people from the same old pools. In doing so, we keep drawing water from the same contaminated aquifers. You know, there's a reason that many call Washington a swamp. The psalmist understood that problem. His solution? Go to God. "May he send you help from the sanctuary and support you from Zion," he writes. And he builds on that a few verses later. "Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some boast in chariots and some in horses, but we will boast in the name of the Lord our God." Armies won't make us secure. Better security systems can't really make us safe. Our boasts can't be in human resources. They all flow from the same aquifer. We must draw on the pure wisdom and strength of Almighty God.